I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas has freed two American hostages being held in the Gaza Strip. Details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Judith Ranan from the Chicago area and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are safe and with Israeli authorities. Blinken and President Biden met a few days ago with families of some of the hostages.
No family anywhere should have to experience this torture.
Blinken says the work is far from over.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for.
Blinken says it's important to keep the vision alive, that people can live and work together in that region. He calls the alternative stark: Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran.
It's destruction, it's death, it's terrorism, it's darkness.
President Biden says work continues around the clock to free the hostages. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Israel-Hamas war, in efforts to ensure continued support for Ukraine, dominated a Friday summit between U.S. President Joe Biden, European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, and European Council President Charles Michel. White House correspondent Patsy Wadakuswar reporting.
The now two-week-long war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza and 20 months of Russia's invasion on Ukraine form the backdrop of the U.S.-EU summit in Washington between European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel, and U.S. President Joe Biden.
We stood together to support the brave people of Ukraine in the face of Putin's aggression, and we stood together to tackle the economic challenges and establish standards to guide our relationship with China. And we're standing together now to support Israel in the wake of Hamas's appalling terrorist attack.
The transatlantic partners also aim to curb China's growing power and improve ties to the global south, as well as keep North Korea's and Iran's weapons program in check.
And this is VOA News. Congressional chaos and opposition will be a hurdle for U.S. President Joe Biden as he pushes for $105 billion in funding for Israel, Ukraine, border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. Friday's announcement follows Biden's Oval Office address the night before, when he made the case for deepening U.S. support for its allies in the midst of two wars. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Democratic president's budget request is critical to advancing America's national security and ensuring the safety of the American people, but the chances of progress on Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance and Republican infighting that has left the House of Representatives at a standstill. There's even more chaos in the House GOP search for the new speaker. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
After failing badly on a third ballot to win the gavel, Jim Jordan met with Republican colleagues to discuss whether he should keep going.
Put the question to him, they made a different decision.
Dumping Jordan as nominee amid opposition from Republicans like Don Bacon.
I look forward to cleaning the slate.
Which puts the GOP back at square one.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be.
It's going to be another couple of difficult days.
Dusty Johnson says it'll take time to figure out the best candidate.
We're going to get it done. It's just going to take us a little bit longer.
Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry says they'll get the weekend to think about it.
House Republicans will return on Monday at 6:30 p.m. for a candidate forum, followed by an election process on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A New York judge has fined former President Donald Trump for disparaging remarks that the former president had made about a key staffer in the courthouse. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The judge hearing the civil fraud case against former President Trump in New York did not find Trump in contempt of court, but did issue a fine of $5,000 because an insulting social media post was allowed to linger on Trump's campaign website. A limited gag order now bars the former president and others involved in the case from making personal attacks on members of the judicial staff. Trump was not in court when the fine was handed down, but had been there earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.